Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Tuesday, the 29th of April 2025. Today's topic is Interviewing the Bread of Life. Our text today is taken from John chapter 6 verses 24 through 35. When the people therefore saw that Jesus was not there, neither his disciples, they also took shipping, and came to Capernaum, seeking for Jesus. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Verse 26. Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves, and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. Then said they unto him, What shall we do, that we might work the works of God? Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see, and believe thee? What dost thou work? Verse 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Verse 35. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Our memory verse today is taken from John chapter 6 verse 30. They said therefore unto him, What sign showest thou then, that we may see, and believe thee? What dost thou work? Jesus had just multiplied bread to feed the multitude, who had gathered to hear the word of God. As a result, they came back the next day hoping for more bread. Jesus understood their reason for seeking him, and he cautioned them against following him just for material gains, and pointed them to the bread of life which the Father gives. On realizing this, the multitude interviewed Jesus on three issues. 1. What they should do to work God's work. 2. The sign that he was showing to make them believe that God indeed sent him. And 3. The work or miracles that he was performing differently from what Moses did. He told them that all that God desired of them was to believe in him whom God sent. He declared that he was the true bread from heaven, and not the manna that Moses gave them. Their doubts having been cleared, they exclaimed, Lord, evermore give us this bread. Friend, Jesus, the bread of life, still does signs and wonders today. Believe in him, the source of every good gift. Quote for the day. Jesus, the bread of life, still does signs. The challenge for today is, choose the source and provider of bread. Prayer. Father, help me to choose the true bread always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheravirade.app. or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.